At least right now it is, and it has captured a small flag in Iowa, a small but significant flag in Iowa. Because Republicans claim a seat that was held by Democrats for decades. John Dunwell elected as a new state rep. It's Iowa House District 29. It means a lot because Democrats have held that seat for a very, very long time, right? And he wins with a significant percentage of the vote, 60%. 59.81, you can call that 60%, of the vote went to Mr. Dunwell, now State Representative Dunwell. He lost that seat to the same Democrat in the 2020 election. Now there was a special election. And he's turned it red after decades. Decades. He's a hardcore conservative. Tells you something about what's going on in this country. So you've got that happening. But the big prize is Virginia and continued missteps by the Democrat, former governor Terry McAuliffe could cost him the job, no question, the second go-round. They all dismissed quite out of hand Glenn Youngkin, the successful businessman, first-time politician, Republican. When he got the Republican nomination, they said, man, he's nobody. But Glenn Youngkin has something that every football coach wants. That's called momentum with less than 3 weeks to go now. Plus, McAuliffe has alienated two of the biggest voting blocks he must count on if he expects to pull off any win at all. First, and maybe just the most important group of all, parents. It is the parents that he's irritated. Not doing well in that column. An indication of the Democrats in general being out of touch, thinking they can tell parents what's best for their kids, thinking that they're basically the parents and the real parents are irrelevant. It really is outrageous. The other group he's letting slip away, independents, running from Joe Biden and from Terry McAuliffe the same. They've seen enough of the failed policies from Washington. They've had all they can take. So in Virginia, the entire conversation has turned on Terry McAuliffe, really. This is bite seven I want to get to. The Democrat, former governor running for the seat, says parents have no right to question what's being taught in the public schools. And here's a mom, an immigrant mom, saying, I came to America for freedom, and this is what you're giving me? Listen.
I could not believe in America, which is supposed to be the land of liberty. Somebody could target parents like this. Parents, we are the primary educators for our children. No one can take our place. And to tell us that we have the audacity to speak up for our children was shocking, to say the least.
Shocking, to say the least. Now, that should be concerning to the Democrats, but this next mom should be more concerning to the Democrats because an independent mom that's voted for different folks didn't vote for Donald Trump. She's more concerning. Bite number 11, listen to this. Bite 11.
I'm historically an independent voter. I have voted every which way you could vote.
Amy Dodson is not defined by political labels.
I was not a fan of President Trump. I didn't vote for him, and I didn't vote for Biden, but I did vote.
That makes her an important wild card in Virginia, where she cast her vote early this week for one reason above all.
What led me to vote for Glenn Youngkin this time around was education.
Education is a central issue in the final stretch of the closely watched Virginia governor's race, where the power of the parents' movement is suddenly front and center.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that she'd probably like her vote back from 2020, looking at what she's looking at. Not a fan of Donald Trump. Not a fan of inflation either, or open borders, or failing foreign policy. Not a big fan of any of that, must say. You know, I'll just tell you that I'm not a fan of any of those things, right? I'm guessing she isn't either. She isn't either. And the national news outlets are also sounding the alarms as well. We're going to shift to bite number 12 here because Terry McAuliffe is in real trouble. I'm telling you, this was supposed to be a slam dunk. This was supposed to be an easy win for the Dems. And honestly, it's not working. This is what CNN is saying about this. This is from CNN. You know, nobody's more in the bag. Well, maybe MSNBC's more in the bag. Fair point you make. Thank you. But the Democrats thought this was an easy Terry McAuliffe. He can't even answer the simple questions, let alone the hard ones. Here's what they're saying at CNN. Listen.
Democrats are very worried about this. They thought Virginia was a solidly blue state. They're learning that may not be the case at all. Of course, Terry McAuliffe's been around a long time. Glenn Youngkin, the outsider, the newcomer, is really catching on here. So the next 3 weeks are very critical, at least in the eyes of Democrats.
Yeah, very critical. So let's go to one of the most telling series of comments, right? I want to go to Byte 13. This happened last week. Terry McAuliffe is sitting in a news studio with two local news anchors there. The woman, a black reporter, asked him an important question. You keep saying that we don't teach critical race theory in Virginia. What is it? Doesn't matter. We don't teach. Well, what is it? So we know what we're not teaching. He refuses to answer the question. These are nails in his political coffin. Listen to this. Byte 13. Roll it.
In school.
So how do you define it?
Anita, it is not taught here in Virginia.
But how do you define it?
Doesn't matter. It's not taught here in Virginia, so I'm not going to spend
your
my
thoughts
time.
On what it is.
I'm not even spending my time because the school board and everyone else has come out and said it's not taught. It's racist. It's a dog whistle.
But if we don't have a definition, how can we say it's racist? I just want a definition from you.
It's not taught here in Virginia. We can ask about any topic. Here's what I've said all along. And it really bothers me. You know, it really bothers me. This whole idea of stirring parents up to create divisions. Our children are going through such challenges today because of COVID. And we're talking about something here today, wasting precious viewers' time.
He calls it a dog whistle. He calls it racist. He brings out Donald Trump's name to throw the race card around. And then says, we're not going to waste time, you know, stirring up parents. Exactly what he's doing there by saying it's a dog whistle and it's racist, but he can't define it, refuses to define it except to say that it's racist. Well, if it's racist, how is it racist? How is it racist if you... The point is, Terry McAuliffe is floundering and flailing. It's an indication of bigger problems for the Democrats, I can tell you that. And when we come back, we're going to talk about your Christmas, your Thanksgiving, and before that, your Halloween. This part of the program brought to you by Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. You can get a hold of Craig anywhere across the state, 517-483-4893, 517-483-4893. Craig Stiles, Ameriprise Financial. Listen, he is there to put together a custom plan for you, not my plan for you, his plan, right? That'll be custom for you. He goes through so much. 23,000 mutual funds out there. How do you pick the right one? I don't. I pick Craig Stiles. 517-483-4893. That's how I get it done. By the way, pure Michigan water, the best way to do it, Wolverine water and a reverse osmosis system, the best thing I've ever done to my house. I'm telling you, the kids use it. We make our coffee, we make our juice, everything. Fill our water bottles. The RO system from Wolverine, it's great. WolverineWaterSystems.com. Get over there, check out my friends. They're a Michigan company, by the way. My good friend Paul Mahaney will help you out. Wolverine Water. I'll be right back.
Governor Whitmer wants Line 5 shut down, with no plan to replace the essential energy it delivers. That means a shortage of millions of gallons of fuel every day. It's vital energy that heats homes, fuels transportation, and drives our industries. If Line 5 shuts down, struggling Michigan families and small businesses will face higher energy costs. If Line 5 shuts down, then what? Take action at Enbridge.com/supportline5.
I'm Craig Stiles, Financial Advisor and Managing Director with Stiles Miller & Clark Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. It's been a confusing year, especially when trying to cover your essentials, maintaining your lifestyle, and planning for the unexpected. Things we thought we knew change rapidly, affecting our comfort and forcing us to question what we are doing. Assurance is something we all seek, especially during times of financial uncertainty. I'm experiencing the same market conditions and living with similar issues that my clients seek to resolve. Saving for college, planning for retirement, building a business, or maintaining current lifestyles when those unexpected situations arise. You're unique. So are your financial goals. I welcome the opportunity to work with you to help provide certainty in your financial life. Please give me a call at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.